Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Before the early settlers arrived in the Missouri Ozarks, fire naturally moved through the area every few years or so, creating more open space. But over time, fire prevention, at all cost, slowly began to take hold, creating more dense Ozark forests. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources says for the past 30 years, controlled burns and cutting smaller trees have been part of its overall plan in the Ozark forests it controls. It's designed to create more open space for wildlife and, in theory, will make it look more like it did hundreds of years ago when fire did the work on its own. In this edition of Missouri Environment, we take you into the woods.
We're going to head up this hill and kind of bust through all that.
The all of that DNR natural resource steward Allison Vaughn is talking about is the thick brush and undergrowth. She and half a dozen Columbia Audubon Society members encountered it late last fall at Lake of the Ozarks State Park.
This unit has probably been burned about three times every 10 years. So within it's on a 3 to 5 year rotation. Mm-hmm. But in the early stages of restoration, you want to burn it more often to kind of knock back some of that brush. Anything that was really small diameter, like black hickories and maples and things that have grown up in kind of a fire-free environment, they were cut and stump treated.
This past fall, DNR began working with the Columbia Audubon Society on the first phase of a project at the park. Its goal is to determine the impact of a controlled burn in a specific area and see if, over time, it will help increase the number of woodland birds in the park. The area in question is 252 acres that DNR thins and burns every few years, and will probably do so again this spring. Vaughn talked with the volunteers about long-term goals for the land here and what it would be like at some point after the next burn.
So when you look back there, you're going to see that warm season grass component start to come up. You're going to start seeing the wildflowers coming up, and you're going to start seeing a different suite of birds.
Well, that's the goal anyway.
A lot of these birds that are declining, like eastern wood pewees and summer tanagers, one of the things that they depend on are widely spaced open grown trees so that they can nest out in the far branches.
Some of the areas are further along in the restoration process than others.
You know, because if you look out there, you see a whole suite of grasses and forbs and blueberries and things like that that a lot of those woodland birds need.
Vaughn also had a few questions thrown her way from the volunteers. One was, would DNR be cutting down any big trees as part of this process?
No big trees at all. No. No, absolutely not.
She says nothing is cut that is more than 6 inches in diameter. And Vaughn goes on to say fire helps out oak trees here that they want to see more of.
A lot of these old post oaks and blackjack oaks are relics. They sit there kind of in bondage, being surrounded by all these small brushy things, and they need to be released. Did you hear the titmouse?
Did I mention she likes birds too? Anyway, the short hike ended up in some upland flatwoods where the Columbia Audubon members fanned out to listen, watch, and count birds.
A couple of yellow rumps flitting around here in front of us.
That's a chickadee.
Yeah.
One of the volunteers is Bill Meese. He's the president of the Columbia Audubon Society and had notebook and pen in hand keeping track of it all.
After we've been out here, we can kind of make an accounting of what we saw so that we can compare it when we do this again on subsequent occasions, particularly doing something before and after the controlled burn, so that you can see what difference does it make.
It's a long-term process with cutting and burning continuing as long as there's money to do it. DNR hopes over time it will attract more of the target species, birds with names like indigo bunting and others I hadn't heard of before.
I think that was a kinglet. I didn't really get a look at it. So tiny.
You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.